Now, we find in this passage of Scripture here that we have, first of all, a literal and local plague of locusts. And this is very important for us to see. So today I'm going to have a chance to get my foot in the door. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Now, if you still think that Joel is the son of Samuel, and it couldn't be because Samuel's sons were very wicked, by the way, and this Joel certainly is not. But this boy's father was named Pethuel and not Samuel. And there's quite a difference in those two names. Pethuel was not what I would call a common name, but Joel is a common name, and there were many that were named that in Old Testament times. Now will you listen to him here? He says, "Hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Hath this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers?" Now, they're in the midst, apparently, at this time, of this great locust plague. And he calls up the old man, and he says, "Did anything like this ever happen in your day? Did it happen in the day of your fathers? Was it ever handed down to you?" And locust plagues were rather commonplace in that land, and still are, by the way. But he says, "Have you ever heard anything like this locust plague?" And, of course, they have to say, "No, this is the worst we've ever had." And the trouble about those of us that are older, we begin to, I think, get grandiose ideas. We begin to look back at the past, and if some young person comes along and says to us, "Say, we just had a wonderful meeting over at our church," we like to say, "Well, now, that's wonderful. That's a great meeting. But now, when I was a young fella, we had a meeting back in my hometown, and it was about twice as good as the one that you were having." I used to hear that as a young preacher. Now, this man, Joel, says, "You old man, you never heard of anything like this." And they had to agree.